Terrorists assaulted and killed dozens in the Istanbul airport, raising the prospect of Turkey on the precipice of all-out war with ISIS. While this carnage has alarmed citizens across the European continent, there was a political negotiation that holds out some hope for the future, despite a Turkish president who exemplifies erratic behavior. Turkish President Erdogan often acts like a political schizophrenic. On the one hand, he may appear as a NATO ally close to the West, and on the other hand, he can be an implacable foe, united with Iran and even ISIS at times. In the maze of bobbing and weaving through the political thickets of Middle East policy, Erdogan has managed to alienate almost every national leader. President Obama once called him his closest ally on the world stage. That friendship, however, has soured. A momentary pause in the general hostility with Russia came to an end with the Turkish Air Force taking down a Russian fighter jet. President El-Sisi tried to maintain diplomatic ties with Erdogan, but that too broke down over Syrian policy and the possible ouster of Bashar Assad. As a consequence, Erdogan has been stranded. This emerging military power has been isolated by even former friends. In this hostile environment, the Turkish president made what can only be described as a surprising and unlikely decision. Erdogan has signed a reconciliation accord with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. 6 years ago, when relations reached their nadir, it was inconceivable that Israel and Turkey could reach any understanding. That was the UN Turkey supported in an attempt to breach the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip. The ship, the Mavi Marmara, was intercepted by the Israeli Navy. Swadi Son, human rights activists on board, ambushed IDF officers with knives and metal rods. In the ensuing struggle, 8 Turks and 1 Turkish American were killed, and several IDF soldiers were severely injured. As a result of the incident, diplomatic ties between the two nations were severed. The restoration of relations, one might even describe it as a rapprochement, has been brought about because both nations feel the effect of deepening isolation. Israel is regarded as a little Satan by Iran and her allies. Despite a thaw in the relations between Israel and the Sunni states, distrust still exists on both sides of this divide. This impending deal with Turkey would include $20 million in Israeli compensation for the families of those killed in the raid, and an end of all Turkish claims against Israeli military personnel in the state of Israel. Still in question are the remains of 2 Israeli soldiers killed in the 2014 Gaza War, which are believed to be held by Hamas. Turkey agreed to engage in the resolution of this issue. As Lord Palmerston once noted, national interest supersedes all other considerations in international affairs. Hatreds die when national needs emerge. Israel and Turkey have had a relationship of trade and peaceful exchanges until Erdogan was elected in 2002. Since that relationship has been tumultuous. However, the development of natural gas and shale oil deposits in the Mediterranean could foster close, perhaps even permanent ties between the two nations. A new source of natural gas would give Turkey leverage with a Russia that presently has virtual monopoly over the distribution of gas to Europe. History has a way of converting yesterday's enemy into tomorrow's ally. This reconciliation between Turkey and Israel confirms this observation. The Mavi Marmara incident will soon be news of the past, a distant memory of regional hostility. Unfortunately, those who are engaged in the battle will be forgotten as well. That is one of the tragedies of history.